Welcome back to Campaigns of the Plains. Don't adjust your computer screens. It is I, Travis, not Josh, sitting in the keeper's seat this time. We're starting off season two, and we're going to flip it on its head. Before you do, just make sure that you visit all of our socials. Like and subscribe to us on your favorite platforms. You know the drill by now. Without further ado, let's dive in. Do a quick recap. So, last time on Monster of the Week Supernatural, Danica, Dawn, Olivia, Gray, and Henrietta confronted the Rosenschatten organization and the elementals. Olivia was found out to be a half-angel who could absorb the elemental's power and in doing so become a bomb that would blow open the gates holding back the ancient titans. As Olivia was about to explode, Henrietta reached out to grab her hand, and as the rest of the team joined them, the energy was dispelled. However, one titan, Kronos, escaped and ripped a hole in time. The team decided to jump through the portal after him, leaving behind the mortally wounded Henrietta, not knowing what awaits them on the other side. Then, a dark-featured woman walks briskly down the hallway. She sports a black pantsuit, large, curly, black hair, ruby-red fingernails and lips, an intense stare that can melt grown men. She bursts through the door and slams it behind her. Curious cop looks up from his desk, and his face quickly turns to terror. What can I do for you, boss? What the fuck kind of question is that? Have you found it yet? I got the whole pack looking for it. There's not much else. I don't have time for your excuses. These thugs are going to lose steam in the next couple of days, and our cover and my chance are all gone. Get your fat ass out there and help if you have to, but I want it found! And a glint of red crosses her eyes as she turns on her heel and walks out, slamming the door behind her so hard that it splits in two. And then, across town, we see a dark bedroom. Dark except for the light of a monitor. You see a young man behind the monitor, typing furiously on a keyboard. In this greenish, blackish glow, a message pops up on the screen. It says, Crypt Keeper, you busy? I've got a tip about Norman. And tell me, Cypher, what do you respond?
I guess Cypher, I know, I'm not ready. Where am I going to? I don't know.
I have a guy. They know something about Norman and about Jansen. He wants to meet you in Koreatown.
Wait, where?
Koreatown.
Koreatown? Okay. When is this?
He needs to meet you tonight.
Tonight?
Okay. Yes, tonight.
Oh, gosh. He looks at his watch. Okay, how much time do I have?
Looking at your watch, you know that you're supposed to meet the guy. It's on the other side of town. You think that maybe if you leave now, you can make it to Koreatown and maybe meet the pickup, but you'd have to, like, leave right now.
Okay. Pack up my laptop and I'm leaving.
All right. You hurriedly push everything into a bag and you are running out the door. And so back to now. There is a crackle of blue energy as a gateway opens out of thin air in the middle of a busy bar, and four people spill out of it. Olivia, Danica, Dawn, and Gray spill out promptly. Danica is insulted, punches a guy out, and tells the bouncer that he grabbed my tit. And you all race out the door, noticing the calendar on the wall as you do, saying that it is now May 2nd of 1992. And as you rush out the door, the brisk night air hits your face, and you are heaving, and you are out of breath. You've just come back from a huge fight, and you've lost one of your members, and you are now in a strange place in this gravel parking lot, seemingly in the middle of nowhere. You look around, and there is just nothing around you. The parking lot is full of vehicles, some sedans, some trucks, a minivan, some motorcycles. And around you, you just see dark shapes of hills and shrub grasses, and even a couple of cacti. And you see off in the distance, past the hills, a glow. What are you all doing?
Is everybody all right?
That's right.
Oh, God.
I'm still there. Great. Your ears are bleeding. Are you okay?
Oh.
Right. Okay.
Where are you bleeding? His ears?
His whole body. His whole body is bleeding.
I will go over and try to help you.
I mean, we all look like... I mean,
but you're the worst, right?
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know. My health looks fine on my sheet.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Olivia? Did Henry teach you how to hotwire a car?
I do not answer. I just stare, like, past you with just, like, a gaunt, like, angry / mortified look on my face, and then eventually, like, look at you. Yeah?
Okay, listen, Olivia, honey, I know. This has been a shit show, and we lost Henry, and I don't know where we are or when we are. I mean, I kind of know when, but anyway, we need to get Gray to a hospital before he's gone, too.
No, we do not need to be getting just to any hospital.
Get in that minivan. Help me get him in there. Let's just...
Fuck, I grab a rock and break the window.
Don't! You have magic!
Oh, yeah!
I broke it. I already called it.
What does the license plate say?
What does the license plate say?
The license plate reads California.
Oh.
Like it just says the word California?
Have you ever seen a California license plate?
No.
It's just with red lettering that says California.
But does it say the county?
I don't know that much, so no.
Orange County.
Yeah. This is a vanity plate that says, don't steal my car.
Rock proof. Please don't break my window.
Rock and roll, or the stupid bounces off.
She does love rock and roll.
The license plate actually says Angels.
Angels. Okay. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Angels. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well,
they're literally trying to find me. But yeah, let's steal this one car that is a beacon directly to the thing that the Angels want.
It's,
well,
a baseball team, Olivia.
Just please make the
just
car.
Just get her in the car.
Could you please make the... Okay, I'm going to open the sliding door of the minivan, and I'm going to help Gray. I'm going to boost him into the seat.
While they're dealing with Gray's body, I'm going to try and hotwire this car using magic.
Okay.
That's a 9.
A 9. So...
So it works imperfectly.
Yes.
So I will say there is a problematic side effect.
Okay, so as you use your magic to hotwire this car, you see the wires just telekinetically rip out from underneath the steering wheel, and they start like bending around like each other on their own, and you hear it go and roar to life, but also a couple of wires cross, and all of a sudden the car alarm starts going off.
Everybody get in.
Lauren.
As this happens, you see a portly woman in clothes that are way too tight for her, come out of the bar, clearly drunk, and say, "Hey, what are you doing with my car?" And start running after you. What are you doing?
Lord Olivia.
Yeah, I shift into gear quick and just punch it, assuming everyone's in the car.
Okay.
You
pile into the car and just tear across this gravel drive, parking lot, and onto the highway nearby.
Look for a sign that says hospital.
Can I don't know. I mean, I'm just driving at this point. Would this be considered the start of a mystery?
Yes. If any of you have a start of a mystery.
Oh, I do.
I do.
Well, this isn't going to help me because I don't have contact with my sect at the moment.
Okay. I got a 10. Which means I have a detailed vision of something bad that's yet to happen.
Okay. Detailed vision. Okay. So, as you're driving on the highway...
I was just
gonna
say, it seems like a bad time to have a vision.
You, all of a sudden, your eyes glaze over, and anyone watching her sees, like, her pupils just go all white.
Oh, I reach out from behind her and grab the steering wheel.
And
keep us straight on the road.
You have this vision of these city streets. You see people protesting. You see fires going up around the city. You see another flash. And you see, like, these sharp fangs sinking into flesh and blood dripping everywhere. And you also see a katana sword going through the neck of some lady and decapitating her. And then that's when your vision stops. And you're back at it. And Danica's holding the wheel. And you're like, huh.
As soon as I come back and I see that she's holding the wheel, I'll be like, "Get off!
You drove us in the ditch!"
You swerve a little.
And I just, like, floor it. And I'm not paying attention to the speed.
Oh, please.
I am just, like, swerving in and out of cars.
Well, Lydia,
like,
can you please go the speed limit according to the calendar I saw in that bar? We all have very outdated licenses.
You have licenses?
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, we all have fake ones.
I'm gonna crawl into the front seat and I'm gonna open up the
glove box.
The glove box, and I'm gonna look for a map or anything.
Okay. Let's see.
Would it be act under pressure or investigate a mystery, maybe?
Yeah.
You know what? It is the early 90s. As you're rummaging around, you find in the pocket behind the passenger seat, there is a gigantic almanac. One of those road trip almanacs. And you're able to flip through. You see a highway marker. And as you pass, it says Route 66.
Okay, well, I'll try to find that on the map and correlate where we are. I'm going to try really hard and try to see if I can figure out where, like, a hospital is.
Okay.
Or a vet clinic. I'm not picky. They all have feet, needle, and thread.
Okay. I think this is going to be a... I think probably an act under pressure.
That's great, because my cool's not very good.
Same thing.
I rolled 2d6, right?
Okay. Yep.
Yes.
And add your cool.
9. Nope, I got a 9.1. 8.
Okay. So I get to give you a worse outcome, a hard choice, or a price to pay.
Oh, good.
Interesting. I think in this situation, it's... I mean, the stakes are sort of high because Gray is severely injured, correct? And so I think I'm going to give you a hard choice. So you're looking at this map, and you, based on like the roads you're passing and all that, you think you can figure out where you're at. And as you do, you cross a hill, and you say, and you see a sign that says, "Welcome to beautiful Los Angeles." And as you're relating this position on the map, you see that like the nearest hospital is like deep in the city center. There is probably like some Walgreens nearby where you could try and patch him up if you wanted to.
Hey, Gray. Hey, look at me. Look at me. Are you like gonna die? Need a doctor? Or are we a rip a head off a stuffed animal and stuff you full of stuffing kind of level of healing required, a la Henry, rest her soul?
Never do that.
Okay, well, there's Walgreens around the corner, but the hospital's in the middle of this city.
Where?
Fuck, left. Turn left here to the Walgreens.
How much harm do you currently have, Gray?
I got one left.
He's pretty close.
Yes. Okay.
I'll yell back at Danica and be like, Dawn. I'll yell back at Dawn, because Danica's in the passenger seat. Be like, Dawn, is there anything you can do to staunch the bleeding? Like, try some magic, something. You're good at this. I'm doing this as I'm like veering left. Like, just narrowly missing.
I can try!
That lady who came out of the bar looked like a soccer mom. Maybe there's some Tylenol. Yeah, maybe there's some, like clothes or something in the back. Or maybe look for a first aid kit. Maybe there's first aid. Moms keep first aid kits in their cars, right?
Good ones.
Yeah.
Are you searching for a first aid kit?
Sure.
Okay. You know what? I'm just gonna hand wave this one. There is one in there, but it is like
tampons.
A bunch of like old Band-Aids where like the paper is starting to like crinkle up because the adhesive is so old it doesn't really work anymore.
Yeah.
And like there's like two cough drops with like lint stuck on
it. Okay, where's it hurt the most?
Point
everywhere.
I'm gonna help you.
Oh, you can help, right?
I'm gonna help out.
So what does that mean?
Okay.
For me, you get a +2 because of an ability I have.
Okay.
Bye.
If she rolls well.
If I roll well.
If you roll well. Okay.
Now,
I have no idea what the...
Dawn, I believe you have something that helps you with healing.
I do. I get a +3 to my d6.
Ooh. I got a 12.
So, that's
so yeah, you get +2 for me for my help out.
And I think I roll. So I have my notes. That necklace gives me an extra d6. I don't know if that's on the roll.
Because it's half. It's half of whatever you roll on your d6 is how much harm you heal.
Oh, okay. So I roll 3d6 to see if it works.
Well,
so you roll 2.
Yeah, and then you
and
get
then
another one.
Okay.
So it's half of each roll.
Okay. Well, that's not great. So that's a 5 +2, which is 6. And then I think I add my weird,
mm-hmm.
which is 3.
Yep.
So it's a 9.
Okay.
Man.
For using magic, that means it works imperfectly. You choose your effect in a glitch. So you would heal the harm, the glitch. Glitches.
I think he gets to pick the glitch, right?
Yeah, he gets to choose which glitch it is, and then you tell him how it works.
Yep.
Oh,
okay. Yes.
Be on the cheat sheet.
So, yeah, you choose the glitch, and I determine
magic.
How it works. Okay.
Under use magic. The glitches are like the effect is weakened,
yeah.
The effect is a short duration, you take a harm, the magic draws immediate unwelcome attention, or it has a problematic side effect. So you get to choose which glitch it is.
I don't remember how much harm I have.
Well, don't take harm.
I know, that's like... we'll just do weakened, I guess.
So when
The last time, the last time we did it was you have the half, then whatever you roll, because that would be the
half. So it's a fourth of the roll.
Yep.
Can I borrow a d6?
Yep.
Again.
Whichever one you want to choose there.
Two ones and a four.
So six.
No, half of a half.
Two.
Oh.
Two harm is what he heals.
Which is better than
no harm.
Yeah.
He's still unstable, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right.
A little rusty.
Better than he was. Okay. So as all this chaos is unfolding, we're going to switch over. And deep in the night, streaming past the city lights, we see a blue and green crotch rocket motorcycle zooming past the few cars out here. And even going so far as approaching one of the National Guard's blockades and ramping over the blockades as they yell and scream at this delinquent as he races through the night. Josh, why don't you describe your character?
I mean, as far as what you can see right now, he's got on one of those really 90s matching windbreakers while he's on his bike, so pants and long sleeve jacket as well that matches the bike, so they're like that kind of teal and weird blue kind of mixed all about, and the helmet matches the bike as well. But underneath the helmet, he's about 22. He has kind of ear length light brown hair that's been highlighted. He's got it kind of parted in the middle, so he's got that 90s like Jonathan Taylor Thomas kind of look going on. He's like not beefy or anything, but he's fit, but he's still like scrawny looking. He's keeps talking to himself though as he's driving around on the bike, or it seems like he is.
Yeah. So as you are speeding along, trying to make it to your destination, you hear her voice in your ear as she whispers, "I can feel it. He is close, but there are others we must meet."
Are you sure it was so smart going past the guard blockade? I don't know. I think they're going to be mad.
They're nothing. Right now, we must go to a new part of town. You must follow this road. It will lead us directly to where we must meet the other.
Okay, whatever you say, I trust you.
And you rev up your bike and speed even further down the road, dodging between vehicles and cops and National Guard and the fires that now burn in Los Angeles.
What's his star rating at?
4, maybe 5.
God damn it. And so, Cypher, you've made it to Koreatown, and you're looking around. You're waiting near the very ornate entrance, but you're kind of looking back and forth. You know that the protests have been happening for several days now, and it's not a safe part of town to be in, especially because you have dealt with some very shadowy figures in your line of work. And so you get this feeling of unease. Now that you're fully out in the light, why don't you describe your character?
All right. Cypher has not quite shoulder-length hair, but he's got kind of longer hair that's like pushed back and it's curly at the end. It's kind of like almost oily, actually. He has a little bit of a mustache. He's got on dark sunglasses, and he's got very, like, loose clothes, probably a black hoodie. He's also got on fingerless gloves.
Hell yeah.
For the mad hacks.
As you're waiting at this corner, You hear a motorcycle off in the distance. And you see this, another young man in this windbreaker outfit approach on their motorcycle. And in your ear, Jason, she whispers, "Him, that's the one. He needs something. We will get it for him. And in doing so, we will be closer."
Okay. Yeah. So just, I go talk to him?
Yes, go talk to them.
So I, try to act real cool and, like, do the swing hip off of the, bike as I hit the, kickstand and, take my helmet off and, like, do the 90s, like, rustle my hair and, like, put my hands through, my hair and then set my helmet back down on the bike and I walk up and in my deepest, like, totally unnatural voice, I'm like, "Hey, heard you need some help."
I, like, look at you from, like, underneath my glasses, like, I'm supposed to be meeting you here. That's
what I was told.
You have information on, Jansen?
I, kind of, like, look to the side a little bit and cover my mouth as I'm like, do we have information on this Jansen person?
And you hear her whisper back, "No, but we know where to find an object that can get her, or get him what he needs."
I know... where to get something to find him.
Oh. Are you with Bobby?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Oh, perfect. Where am I going? Where do I get this?
And, like, I wait for a signal.
Yeah. And she says in your ear, "We must follow the path of the sun."
I think it's, west of here.
that's very vague.
All right. Well, we just met, so, like, you know, I don't trust you, you don't trust me yet, so if I told you right where it was, what's to keep you from, like, going there yourself, so.
Are you coming with me? Are we going together?
I think so. I'm asking questioningly.
And before anyone can answer, you hear a click as a young Asian man, about 5'8", very, like, built physique, with neatly parted black hair, comes up behind you with a long rifle and is pointing it at you two. And he says, "What the fuck are you doing in here? This is our part of town. You need to get out."
I put my hands up and I'm like, "Hey, buddy, we're just stopping for a second. We're leaving right now."
"Yeah, we're going. We don't want no trouble here."
And she whispers in your ear, "No, you must stay."
I think to her for a second and I'm like, "Okay." And, oh, boy. Oh. Do we open cans of worms already?
I think he opened them for you.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna open up my mind psychically, to this person, and see if I can't, get him to just kind of look the other way. I'm gonna use my sensitive...
Okay, and what does that do?
So I open up my brain to the psychic environment around me, and I roll my weird. I can get a definite impression, about something important to that person.
Okay.
And I can use it to my advantage with a hold one.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your weird then.
Okay. Let's see if these will do me. Weird's really good. So that's a 12. So
a 12. Yep. That can't get better than that.
It comes to me as a vision, a tangible aura, or an overheard thought.
Okay. So I think the way this manifests because of your unique relationship is she answers you and you hear the name Jeremy Sun. Follow the path of the sun.
I try to think of, like, is your name Jeremy?
And he kind of, like, the gun dips a little, like, do I know you?
Jeremy's son, right? I was actually sent here to meet you, too, here. I'm supposed to follow you.
Who are you?
My name's Jason.
Jason.
Voorhees?
I hope not. But, hey, it's a long season. I guess we'll see.
Oh, my God. It's Jason Bourne.
Look, I don't know who you guys are. And then at that moment, a Molotov cocktail flies between you all and explodes. And you hear people yelling and running towards you. And he's like, God damn it. Come on, this way. And he starts running down the street of Koreatown. What are you two doing?
Hold on a second. I have to look something up because he would totally do this.
Okay.
Did it say cowabunga, dude?
No. Yes, I can do this. He looks back at the other person that he met that he hasn't found a name yet, and he says, he reaches his hand out, and he says, come with me if you want to live.
Nerd.
I have no idea. I don't get it.
I guess I'll take his hand. I'm like, okay, sir. Yeah.
I grab his hand and I like yank him along behind me and follow James.
Okay. So you run down the street, an angry mob behind you, and you start hearing pop shots of guns from around this neighborhood. And that's where we will transition back to the careening van as it's tearing down the highway. You have helped Gray regain some health, but he is still looking pretty rough. And what are you doing?
Well, I mean, I'm hopefully taking directions from Danica.
Yeah, okay, and then you're gonna get off at this exit right now, right now. Okay, and then left. Oh shit, that should have been a right.
Oh, yeah, the only I was like, because the only man's dead. Dying.
I should have woke him up. I'll drive.
Wow. Yeah, so you are swerving down the road. Finally, you come over top a hill and you can finally see the city. And if you weren't disoriented before, it really throws you. Amidst all these skyscrapers, you see these bright flickering lights rising from the city and pillars of smoke everywhere. And Los Angeles is on fire. It is being destroyed. And you don't know what is going on.
Holy hell. The map tells me we need to keep going that way to get to the hospital.
The hospital?
Wait, I thought we were going to Walgreens!
Fuck!
Oh, that's what we were supposed to take a left.
Oh, I left.
Oh, damn, that exit was okay, like wait. Four back.
I think I can figure this out. Okay, I think maybe... Okay. Okay, so you're going to go up two streets and then hang a left, okay?
Okay, are those people looting that building? And is that a bonfire in the middle of the street as I swerve around it?
Just ignore everything, okay? Who knows what kind of chaos Kronos has caused in this timeline, in this world. And did I tell you guys that the calendar said that we were in 1992? Did I mention that?
What? What?
Well, I saw a calendar on the way out of the bar, and it said May, 1992. There weren't a lot of crossed off dates, so either they forgot or at the beginning of the month. Either way, we skipped 6 years in about 6 seconds, and I'm just throwing that out on all of you right now as well, and on top of the fact that Gray's not doing very well. Left here!
And as you're driving down the street, you do see looters and some protesters now, and you see some signs deriding the police, some signs that say justice for King, and just others who are just angry and carrying like flashlights and some torches, and it's just pure chaos. You finally arrive at a Walgreens, and you see people like rushing in and out of the store with armfuls of supplies. There is no order in this part right now.
Well, I thought it would be more difficult to steal, but if everyone else is doing it, maybe we could just run in and grab some stuff.
Going right.
Are there any nefarious people around besides people just looting and ignoring each other?
I mean, it's really hard to tell right now. I guess,
there's not a perception skill, honey.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I guess as far as you can tell, maybe just read a bad situation.
Bad situation, yeah. Okay. Sharp with my sharp. How sharp am I?
You should be pretty sharp, aren't you?
I got an 8, so I got hold one.
Hold one? Yeah. Why are you asking?
What is my best way? No. Are there dangers we haven't noticed? I want to know if there's like somebody with a gun.
Right.
We have guns.
You're looking at...
No, but they all have guns.
We all got guns.
I've got a sword.
I got a few.
I got a haunted sword.
So, I will say this. You do see some people with, like, guns. And, like, knives and, like, sharp implements. But they all seem to be protesting. They're out in the streets. The people who seem to be looting the store are—they're just grabbing stuff and running. It's there doesn't seem to be any violence. There doesn't seem to be any like people hiding in the corners ready to jump you. You do see down the street. You see people dressed all in camo who are marching in straight lines with machine guns.
So, like the National Guard? Does it look like?
Yeah, it looks like the Army or the National Guard. And they are on a collision course with these protesters.
Holy shit, the military's here. We need to get out of here. I'm going to just go in super quick, grab some gauze, grab like a big jug of disinfectant, and then we need to get out of here because I feel like this is going to be a very bad situation really soon.
We should get something to drink.
Right, okay, I can do that. I'll get a basket. I'm really quick.
She's just taking a shopping trip.
Another fucking basket.
I also, like, I'm covered in my own blood and Gray's blood and my mama's blood because her leg got blown off. My God, I hope she didn't die. Okay, we'll have a panic attack later, everybody. We'll have a group panic attack later. I'm going into Walgreens.
Okay, you run into Walgreens. And if the outside looked chaotic, the inside is just a complete mess. What are you grabbing in here or trying to grab?
I'm looking for medical supplies. So a first aid kit or just gauze and some like alcohol or what's the other stuff?
Hydrogen
peroxide, some of that cream that you put on and the like the triple antibiotic cream, some band-aids or a cotton t-shirt that can be used as dressing.
Can I
and drinks?
Can I have cast a magic spell on her to make her faster than human capabilities?
I would allow that, sure.
So it'd be like, hurry up, bitch.
Yep.
Oh, that's really good. That's 11 plus 14. So on a 12 plus, the keeper will offer you some added benefit. So I want her to be really fast, like be able to run in there super fast speed, and then whatever benefit you also want to give her.
Okay.
I also want to try and see if there's a newspaper that I can grab.
Yeah.
All of the above. I want to get some world info.
I was going to make you act under pressure because there are people like actively like stealing from each other in the store. So it would have been really hard for you to keep on a hold of your possessions in the store.
I'll punch somebody in the store.
Yeah, so you just, like lightning, enter the store, and you're zipping down the aisles. almost like the Flash. Like, people can't even keep track of you, how fast you're going. And you snag a newspaper, and you snatch some medical supplies that were about to be snagged by some other looter that had, like, 10 things of toilet paper in their cart already. And you grab some snacks and some waters, and you pour it all into a basket. And anything else you're grabbing in here?
Newspaper or magazines, all of the above. Snacks, drink, medical supplies, maybe a bottle of vodka, because that can also be used to sterilize. And if there are clothes, because I know sometimes Walgreens has, like, t-shirts, I will grab a bunch of shirts, because all of our clothing is probably just gross and nasty and covered in blood. Mm-hmm. So I'll try to grab a bunch of clothes if they have clothes.
Yeah, you grab all of that, and you, by the end of it, you're just like, you have a heaping pile in your arms as you zip out the door. And you just pour it into the back of this van that you've stolen. What are you doing?
We need to get out of here.
Can I make a U-E and away from the guard that's coming our way?
Yeah. You make a U-E and zip around down some side streets. And you seem to find, like, a peaceful street or road that you, like, head down, and you're heading deeper and deeper into the city now. What are you doing with Gray? Are you trying to administer what you just took to him?
Will you help me dress his wounds? Okay. Here, okay. Here's a protein bar.
Just a Snickers. It's got nuts in it.
No, in the 90s, everybody wore fitness crazy, right? Or no, that was the 80s. That was the 80s, wasn't it?
But they didn't have protein bars.
Yeah. Here, eat the Snickers. You're not you when you're hungry.
That's where they're from.
Yeah. I just, you know, it'll help have a nutrition, even if it's just chocolate, will help you heal, maybe. I don't know. Here, bite down on this wooden pencil so that you don't scream when we start stitching you with this needle and thread that I found.
No, it's fine. I just do.
Really? Because I could put my whole fist in your abdomen right now.
I'd rather you didn't. My phone is not working. Where's yours?
It's broken. Well, it's my daddy took it, remember?
Right.
The man you murdered? That guy?
Yeah. Okay.
Also, never mind then. I feel like you're very out of service having us be 6 years in the future.
Well, yeah.
We will find a payphone
a lot then, huh?
When we get out of this area. Bite down on this pencil.
Okay. Whoever is administering first aid needs to act under pressure.
I don't have any cool. Do you have a cool?
I don't think I'm cool. Okay, like, let's look.
I've been through some shit. Can I help?
I mean, you... Yeah, I'll say you can't. You can help out by holding the bandages in place as they're trying to tie them shut. So you can definitely try and assist in your own wounds, especially now that you have several more harm. And you are feeling better. Not great.
Yeah, what's my plus? Oh. Shit. Okay. That is a 14.
Yeah, they got plus one, so.
Are you advanced?
I don't believe
I am. So, do you want to do it? I have negative also, so I don't think it really matters.
I mean, I'm a little cool. Are neither of you at all cool?
I have negative. I have negative cool. Yeah. If you want to do it,
I'm positive cool. I can try.
Do it.
Okay, so pull to the side, I assume.
Yeah, you said we're in like a safer area.
Quieter neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah. So, do I get my plus one from my vision as well as his plus one for acting for helping out? Because we're in the middle of city streets, protest, chaos.
True. I feel like the vision didn't really apply to helping Gray, so.
Ugh, okay. So I got one from Gray, and I have one naturally, so it's a 10. So I do what I set out to do.
Awesome. Yeah, so you start bandaging him up, and
So for recovery, it says if you receive first aid later you rest, you heal one when you do. It's 1 to 3 harm wounds improve when you use first aid. So I don't know how you determine how much.
I'm going to say for both Gray's awesome help out and your awesome roll that you get 3 more points back.
Ooh.
So
longer unstable.
The years of traveling with Henrietta, it kind of makes you a little wispy just patching up wounds because you just remember the proper way to do it. Though she always was willing to improvise, over the years you learn how to properly bandage something. And Gray looks like he went to a hospital for as good as his bandages look.
Nice job, Olivia.
Thanks. I haven't done that in a while. That was weird. That's coming from me.
Are you wondering what your favorite wacky nerds are up to? Search for Campaigns of the Plains on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, and make sure to follow and like us to keep up with all our content and news. You might also find exclusive content for fans only. Remember to catch us on YouTube every Friday at noon for a new episode of Campaigns of the Plains.
We need to find somewhere to rest and gather our thoughts and maybe find a payphone and see if any of our contacts are still alive.
Are there any motels or anything on that map of yours?
Well, these ones are where that fire is going on. there's one... Oh. There's like this one, there's this one that's just a few blocks away.
Can I try and observe another place?
Yeah.
To try and find like a safe spot for us I will Professor X, like hold my temples, be like, hold on one sec, guys. And that's a 11, depending if I get my plus one for my.
I will say you do get your plus one.
So 12! So I'm going to observe another place, preferably like a hotel of some sort, and you get to give me an additional benefit.
Okay. Yeah, flashes start coming to your mind. You see this banner. It looks like an entryway that is written in a foreign language you don't understand. But it's like gilded and very ornate. And you see these little lucky cat statues next to it. And you see a sign, a little green marker that says Koreatown. And you see an image of two young men who... they're lean, but like of a decent build, and they're with another young man who looks like he is of some sort of Asian nationality. And then you get like an impression. It's almost like the added benefit, I'm gonna say, is like you get an arrow. Like, it feels like an arrow that is pointing exactly where you need to go to avoid all harm.
So as soon as I see that and I, like, come out of it, I am assuming Danica's just, like, going through a bunch of atlas. I'm just gonna, like, put my hand on that atlas and be like, I know where we need to go.
Okay.
And I just slam it into gear and just gun it again.
Great, awesome. I'm just gonna dig in your pocket real quick and then just like take your wallet. Do you have money in here? Because we don't have any money to get a hotel. I'm just gonna flip through his billfold. Is there cash?
If I had money, it would only be cash.
Yeah, you do see some cash in there.
Plastic.
You,
I'm not an international criminal.
You'd probably be able to afford maybe a night's hotel.
That's good
with
enough for
the
now.
Available cash.
Perfect. Here's your wallet back. I just shove it back in his pocket. Oh, I didn't think about doing that. No. Danica wouldn't. No, Danica wouldn't even thought about doing that.
Or wouldn't probably not have an ID.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's an international criminal. He doesn't have an ID. Not a real one.
So you continue down this road, and like it's eerie, this sensation that you have because it is guiding you almost perfectly, and like it's almost like a cartoon where like the heroes sneak past the guards, like they're tiptoeing because. Your vehicle drives literally between like barriers of these like police and National Guard, and they always seem to be looking the opposite direction when you do, as you wind through the city. And then finally, you are taken down this alley, and your arrow sensation seems to stop. And where it stops, you park the van right next to these this old, rusted, dirty door behind some sort of shop.
I think we're here?
This is not a hotel.
No, but I think this is the right place.
Okay, well, I look at all of us covered in blood, and I grab the Walgreens t-shirts and start throwing them out to people. Everybody put on at least not a saturated in blood t-shirt.
And as she's passing out t-shirts, the door bursts open, and Jason, you hear in your, ear as you open that door, yes, they are the ones.
My gun is already pointed at the
fucking... Wait, our door busts open or the door outside the metal
door? The back door of the shop opens.
I've, like, got my shirt, like, halfway off.
Just three girls getting disrobed with a guy on his back.
It's great. It's fine.
I look back and I say, I think our ride's here.
These people?
Yep.
These guys look kind of rough. You see us working a van.
Oh,
okay.
And then the guy behind you, Jeremy, Jeremy's son, he says, "Is this the people you were waiting for? Can they take me to my grandma?"
I look over at this group of people and I look back and I'm.
We're in a car. We don't need. We're all looking at you through the window.
Yep. That's, and I like, again, like, duck my hand, or my face under my hand, and I'm like, these people, really?
Yes, they're magnificent.
What are they talking about out there?
All right. Oh, no, I'm talking under my breath.
Yeah.
You have no idea who I'm
general,
talking to.
You're all talking.
I mean, y'all were, like, in a right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair. And I, like, I turn back, like, to look at these people, and then I, like, turn my back again and whisper under my breath, and I'm like, are they really gonna help out this guy?
Yes, they are perfect.
Once I get my
Okey-dokey. My
Walgreens shirt on, I slide open very slowly the sliding door of the minivan.
Hi there.
Are y'all talking about us? Because keep looking at our van.
Yep.
Listen, if you're gonna rob us, we got no money. I got a bag full of Walgreens shirts, though.
No, I can tell. It's definitely something that's going on, but that's not what we're after here.
What do you want?
Listen, it's gonna be a really long, long way to say this, but the short of it is, you guys were meant to be here, and...
Close the door. Bullshit. Shoot him. Open the door again. Just a gray held his gun out.
Jesus.
If Gray's aiming a gun at Jason, I'm gonna open my mind up to him.
Okay. That's a roll, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, is that the weird one again?
No. Yep. 10, so I still gain a definitive impression, about something important to him.
Okay.
Either a vision, a tangible, or an overheard thought.
Just gonna make him shoot you more.
yeah, you see a vision, And you get this impression that, like, of where he's just been. You see you see an old church. You see these bright flashing lights. You see these monstrous creatures. And you see this naked blue man who tears a hole into just the fabric of reality and pass through it. And you see a blinding flash as this man that you're reading and all his friends jump through it. You hear in your ear, "Yes, yes, that's the one. That's who we need to find."
I put my arms up and I say to the man holding them, I'm like, I know you guys just came through that terror thingy that the blue guy made.
Shut the door again. He knows too much.
I don't want to shoot through the window.
Because he knows about the shit that we've just been through, and I don't know how.
Just open the door and I'll shoot him real quick.
Listen,
I hold on the window.
Okay, it's a sliding, it's a van door.
Oh, it is a van door.
I'm also after him.
What?
Yeah, I'm trying to chase him down.
What year is it?
1992.
Fuck.
Click.
So she's not crazy.
You're lucky, my man. Hey, I'm out.
We don't have it. We left them in 1986.
You got any bullets so I can shoot you?
I mean, I do have bullets, but, like, you know.
Are they mine bullets?
Hold on.
And Jeremy's pipes up behind you. These are some weird friends you got.
Yep. Yep, they're interesting.
How'd you know we were going to be here?
It's a long story. Listen, there's a lot of things on fire behind us.
We know, we came from there. Kind of.
No. Further in, and I wouldn't like to be caught on fire tonight. It's not really on my to-do list.
It's not pleasant.
It doesn't sound pleasant, so... Can we talk about this somewhere else?
Well,
is there, like, gunfire happening anywhere around?
Oh, yeah. You can hear pop shots going off all around. You hear sirens and yelling and glass breaking. It's just pandemonium.
I like to think that your group's flinching every time they hear a gunshot and we're all just staring at you stone cold faced.
Oh, no. my character himself's not flinching because he's being very stoic.
Mm. Mine's flinching.
Yours is flinching?
Oh, yeah. Listen,
I'm still holding his hand.
We need a hotel because we need to sleep because we've been up for 6 years, apparently. We're all very close to dead. Well, actually, I think most of us are right. Gray is a little hazy.
I'll be fine.
Right.
You can sleep it off.
And we need a phone.
I, like, very slowly, I'm like, can I, my pocket, real
Here's
quick?
Here's my gun. Shoot him if you pull the gun out.
Oh. So I found it. We're good. I got another gun.
Oh, I have a gun too.
Yes,
we all have guns.
We all have guns.
I'm not going for my gun. I'm just reaching for my phone.
Slowly.
All right. And I reach in my phone. I grab out like a tiny like one of the flip phones.
It's not a phone.
It's a phone.
It's not a phone.
It's a cellular phone.
Like half a phone. Where's the other half of it?
So as he flips it open.
Oh my God!
You
flips?
See it, and you're like. Star Trek.
That's one of them props. That's a prop. I've seen that show.
I mean, do you want to use it to call somebody? Do you know a number?
Closer.
Can you tell them to put the gun down first, maybe?
Olivia, use your mind powers to get that gun with that phone over here.
Okay.
Okay.
I hear mind powers, and I immediately go defensive in my mind, and I ask Ishara to intervene.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know how this is going to work. Do you want me to roll for it, or what are we doing?
Go ahead and roll for it.
Just roll weird?
I'm curious.
I'm using magic, right?
Yep.
Okay. That's not great. Do I get my plus one forward for my vision?
Well, you saw a bunch of stuff blowing up. Yeah, I'll say you get plus one. Sure.
Then that's a 10. So then okay. It works without issue.
Uh-huh.
This is 6 plus 3 and then plus one. So.
So you reach out with your mind, and you hear in your ear her say, "It's okay. Let him have the phone." And you reach out your hand and give him the phone, and as you touch it, your eyes go white again. And you see this vision of this ebony woman in flowing white gowns. And she, in your mind, seems colossal, like the size of a skyscraper. And you hear her bellow down to you, "Angel born, I know who you are and I know your purpose. We are on the same path. Lower your weapons and allow us to assist you." And the vision ends.
So can I have the phone, Olivia, or are you just going to hold it and stare at it?
Yeah, I'm just like staring catatonic. I'm like,
sometimes it's okay.
And I'm just like holding it, just
take it.
And then I just like toss it back at Gray. I'm just like,
Oh God, are you okay? You have a concussion.
Who are you calling, Gray? Or who is calling?
I'm gonna start dialing the bunker.
Okay. You dial the bunker, and you hear a voice pick up, and you hear a, it sounds almost robotic, and it says, "Hello, thank you for calling Domino's. There is no one to take your order right now."
Who is Domino?
It's a pizza place?
Hang up.
Why do you guys need pizza?
Somebody called Domino. The robot.
It's a pizza place?
I mean, they changed it.
What? Why would they change it? How am I supposed to call them? I'll try Mama's phone.
You ring it, and you do get someone pick up, and you hear a lady's voice, and she says, cleaning service. How can I help you?
How did you get this number?
Danica?
Danica, cleaning service is usually...
Wait. Who is this?
Wait.
This is Danica.
Who is this?
This is Danica.
Yeah, can you prove it?
I mean, sure. Would ask me a question, only Danica would know.
How many t-shirts do you own?
75. Oh, no, 77.
What did we do for your brother's birthday last year?
Last year is in your timeline or my timeline, because he's been dead for a while.
Danica? How is this even possible?
I jumped through a space hole and it teleported me to 1992, I think. Is that right? I look at you.
Yeah, I said it's 92.
1992. Is this Mama?
Of course it's Mama. Okay. I don't understand. Henrietta was dead. All of you were just gone.
Yeah.
No one saw you. We thought you were all dead.
No, we're all, I mean, excluding Henrietta, who was very much dead, at least so far as I was aware. We are all alive, and I think we're in California. Is this California?
Yeah.
Somewhere with angels. Not real angels. I think it's a baseball team.
Okay, well, shit, the riots are going on down there. I don't know how or why this happened, but you got to get to safety, and you just wait there. I'll get someone down there to pick you up.
I mean, is there like a safe house or somewhere here that you're aware of we can go to?
No, not really. There used to be a couple hunters down there, but they got wiped out recently. I haven't heard hide or hair of them.
Okay, well, we'll find each other again, okay? But you can, I'm stealing your phone. You can call me at this number.
Okay, just stay safe, and we'll see each other soon.
How do you know my phone number?
Oh, yeah, what's your phone number?
How about I give it to you if we can go with you guys?
There's this strange guy who wants in my car. Give me a second. What? Yeah. Listen, we'll keep in touch with you as often as we can, but at least you know we're alive, and I know you're alive. I wasn't sure. Also, Gray killed Daddy. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
What?
What? Who killed your dad?
Well, him. We haven't talked about it yet. We're going to talk about it later. I'm not all the way mad.
We're still going with these people?
It's fine. My dad wasn't, you know, it's fine. Get all three of you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you guys?
So I'm just here for a package.
Still holding the hand.
I mean, I don't have any packages. I'm not a delivery man.
It's a computer part.
Aren't computers like the size of whole rooms?
What? This isn't the 60s.
No.
Okay, I'm confused. Introduce yourselves.
I, like, feel, not that I know his name, but I feel Cypher, like, dodging from pot shots. And I'm like, maybe not here. First names, how about that? And then we go somewhere else where there's not guns being fired.
What's wrong with that?
See, you act like you've never been shot before.
I've definitely been shot, but I don't like it.
I haven't. Can we get it?
Hey, we can fix
all
that.
All three of you? Or
This is Jeremy. Jeremy is looking for, and I look back at Jeremy, just kind of leading the question on, like I know, but I'm letting him finish the sentence.
For the fifth time, my grandmother.
Grandmother. So he's looking for his grandmother, and we're gonna help him with that here.
Why?
Why?
He doesn't have a katana by chance, does he?
You don't see one on him. You do see a long rifle.
I've been around Gray. We have plenty of guns.
Yeah, guns don't scare us.
Cause I'm doing a nice thing for a nice guy here. Jeremy's a good guy.
Did you collect payment up front?
No.
Well, that's cool.
See, it's a favor for a favor for a favor.
What favor does he owe you?
Well, when I find his grandmother, he'll owe me a favor, so.
What do we get if we help you?
I'll owe you a favor. And seeing as how I count on my hands, like,
hand.
You said hand, yeah, I still have, I pull your hand up too and use it as one, and I'm like, five, six years if I've overheard correctly?
It's okay, I bought a newspaper.
Okay, I'm gonna say you're a little out of time here, and so you may not know exactly how things have changed.
Alright, get in. You threw a sit in the back.
Well, I was actually going to follow you on my bike. I point back to my Kawasaki Ninja.
So are we taking Jeremy then, and you're taking this one on your bike?
What's your name, by the way?
Oh, takes off his glasses. You can call me Cypher.
Okay. Interesting name.
And you're...
Jason.
Jason.
Yep.
Jeremy. Cypher. Gray. Mr. Gray.
Like Mr. Pink?
What?
What?
Never mind. Forgot. You probably haven't seen that one yet.
I'm Danica.
So where is this grandma we're going to?
I, like, turn my back, and I'm like, yeah, where are we heading, Ishara?
And she says, you must follow the path of the sun.
We're going west.
And this is Olivia Dawn.
Good to meet you.
Do you know where we're going? Because maybe then we should follow you.
Yeah, you know what? That's a real good idea. Why don't you guys follow me?
And Jeremy will get on the bike with you, and gives you directions to his grandmother's house.
So okay. Is Cypher in the van with us then?
I don't know. Where is Cypher?
My bike. All right,
I guess I'm going in the van.
Still so holding the hand just falling off the side of
the road. What computer part are you looking for?
The little tiny chip.
Oh, that's impossible.
Like a potato chip?
Like a potato? Yeah, like a potato chip that goes in a computer? You're talking about like a floppy disk.
Yeah, close enough.
They still use floppies in the early 90s.
Yeah.
I hop on my bike and throw my helmet on, and I'm like, all right, actually, I don't have another helmet, and you need to stay safe. So, I, like, pop a helmet on Jeremy, and I'm like, hop on the back, hang tight.
Now you don't have a helmet.
I'll be fine. The helmet's more or less for looks for me.
Can I reach
he does
out and
so,
touch him
and give start him, giving you directions.
Can I reach out and touch him and give him magical armor on his head?
Sure. Roll for it.
I'm just gonna, you don't want to inflict harm on this random
dude we just met? Hang back, and I'm like, no, that's okay. You're not going to like what happens.
Why?
Magic and me don't do so well. I'm sorry.
How did you know I was going to make magic?
A tale for another time.
Keep your eye on him. Just might need to shoot him.
Magic ain't real. You guys talk about it.
Talking shit.
Oh, you should see some.
So
please, tell me. Once upon a time, I animated a man out of tires. Is there a fable of him? Is he still alive?
So as she says this, you remember one of your videos.
Yep.
And you remember Tire Man.
Oh my
God. It's on your computer right now.
I have a video of Tire Man.
Wait, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, let me see him. He was my first baby.
I pulled a laptop.
What the hell is that? Okay, show me this magic video.
All right. I'm going to click around and show you the video of Tire Man. Look at that.
I created him when Gray and I were being chased by police officers. Or the feds or something.
Yeah, weren't you high on, like, cocaine or something?
And I shot them with a rocket launcher.
I think that's on the video, too.
It is? Oh, great. We're on the magic box.
Mobile TV.
Yeah.
Did you say this was a computer?
You watched this. Yeah.
Where's the rest of it?
It's all right there.
It's all right there, Gray. They put all the computer parts into a small box in 6 years. Imagine what they'll do in another 6 years.
Technology is beautiful, isn't it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, look how small they made the phones. I haven't given you your phone back. Maybe one day this thing can go on the make the computer. Maybe this thing can make the computer happen sometime.
Maybe, yeah. Close.
I'm following Jason on the motorcycle.
Yeah. So as Cypher shows off the videos in the backseat, and Danica is just fascinated over this and looking at all the different titles of videos, like Living Lava Lamp and like Secret Underground Facility,
Mutant
Creatures.
Click on Secret Underground, click on that one.
Oh, okay. I've got piles of these.
Is it the bunker?
No, so you watch it and you don't recognize it. It looks like very pristine, like white walls, but like blood splattered and smeared everywhere. And as this camera is like wobbling up and down as the person is walking through this hallway, they open up this these double doors, and on the inside there's this like tall alien looking creature with like an almond shaped head and like this pinkish purple skin with like amethysts for eyes. And you see there's like this portal device that is trying to fire up to life behind them when the video encounters some static and breaks up.
Wow, the official effects on the movies these days is really improved.
Like a 30T or something.
I feel like aliens exist, Gray.
What's that?
I feel like aliens exist, like... Maybe that was just a real alien.
Yeah, that's real.
I mean, how could you possibly know?
Tire Man's real.
Well, you know, I'll give you that one.
There's also a fireman, but we left him in the in-between of life and death. But he is still rampaging around down there, I think. I didn't unsummon him.
The fireman.
Remember when we went and saved Olivia's soul?
Yeah, let's never go back there.
I would agree.
Yeah.
There was also briefly a rock band, but he got destroyed.
Fireman's friend.
There was also... Snowman, but he also got destroyed.
That was really just a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, truly. But Tire Man, though, he's outlived them all.
So all things just called Something Man?
I'm not very good at naming things. Also, I did it under distress, so I didn't have time to think of a cool name. What do they call him, Tire Man? What do the people call him on the computer box?
Oh, it's still Tire Man, but it's spelled with a Y.
Damn Europeans.
So as you're following this motorcycle, getting to know this new companion and heading down these strange streets you never expected to wind up, you start entering this residential section, and the riots and the crowds seem to have died down in this area. And they're older houses. They probably were built like in the 40s or so, like right before the real big expansion in the U.S. So these are older style houses. Each one of them kind of has like their own unique style, and they're not all cookie cutter. You pull up next to this one house, Asian man, Jeremy, gets off the bike and quickly rushes up to the front door and starts rapping on it. What are you all doing?
I'm immediately following Jeremy because I feel like just like past experience has given me the vibes where, and watching a lot of movies has given me the vibes that he shouldn't be alone up there.
I open the door and I come out with my sword.
And as you approach, you hear him saying through the door, "Helmony, Helmony, it's Jeremy." And the door opens, and you see this little old Korean lady, and she has a very deeply wrinkled face, and she just seems to be very smiley, and looks like she probably has put on her nightgown for the evening, and you hear her say, "Oh, good, you're here." And she starts ushering Jeremy in, but then unexpectedly she sees you all and starts ushering you in as well. "I thought you would never arrive."
I'm confused. Were you expecting us to?
Yes, yes, yes. Come on, come on.
I actually squeeze into the door in front of Jeremy and make it so he follows me, and I just kind of keep myself between him and her just in case.
And she smiles up at you and says, "That is very cute. But there's no need. There's no need. Come, come. Make yourself at home." And then she shuffles away into another room. And you're just kind of left standing in this this living room with like very plump furniture that all has like plastic all over it. And you see up on an old mantelpiece a bunch of like ornate decorations. You see many family pictures hung up on the walls of this lady and Jeremy and what you assume would be like his father and mother and uncles and aunts, and just this rich tapestry of family life on display. She comes shuffling back into the room, and she's holding something in her hand.
What do you have for us, Oma?
And she says, "Oh, it has been calling for you." She enters the room, she opens her palm, and in her palm, there is a little jade sculpture. It appears to be a string strung through it.
I kind of look around at everybody else. Since I'm, I guess, at the front of the pack here, I'm gonna be like, "Oh, you shouldn't have. What is it? What does it look like? Like, what does the sculpture look like?"
So, as you're leaning forward and investigating this, it looks like a very kind of rudimentary sculpture, but well done. And it just seems like it is a cat's paw. And on the back of the paw, there are some sort of writing etched in it. You probably don't recognize it offhand, but you assume that based on the your interactions in Koreatown and where this young man has led you, it probably is Korean.
I'm gonna draw my guardian's knowledge to see if she knows anything about cat's paws and their significance in Korean culture.
So you're asking your voice in your head?
Yep.
Okay. You hear her whisper back, "Ah, yes, there it is. That is what he needs." And she'll go on to say, it is calling to the one they call Cypher.
I look back at Cypher and I'm like, I think this is for you. I think this is, what you're after.
And you reach out for it and grab it, and nothing happens. It seems like a nice little ornately carved thing. Jeremy, though, makes protest and says, you can't just give that away. That's a family heirloom. And she kindly smiles up at him and says, we have had it for long enough. It has chosen them now. And Jeremy, like, looks like he's about to protest some more, but then, like, just drops it, because you can see a look in his face, like, he's tried to argue with her before, and has failed many a time.
I'm confused. I thought we were trying to help him find his grandma, but he knew she was the whole time.
Well, he was kind of stuck downtown.
Oh.
In the riots, so.
Oh.
He needed a safe way here.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And with that, as you're kind of flipping this paw over, you, Cypher, get a vision of this man in a dark gray suit, combed back hair, kind of greasy, very slick, wearing sunglasses. Carrying this briefcase. And though you can't see it, you can feel it. You can feel the chip is in there. And then your vision snaps back to normal. And you're just awestruck looking at this little charm.
What is this thing? I think I saw magic.
I thought magic didn't exist.
Well, I saw that, what she did, and I kind of believed it. And then I saw it, and now I do believe it, maybe. Man, I wish I could have recorded that.
If you hang out with us a little bit longer, you'll see a lot more than that.
Well, I know where my ship is, kind of.
Where?
I guess I saw a vision, and there was a guy in a suit, and he had it with him, I think.
There's lots of guys in suits, I'm sure.
That's true.
What did he look
like? Well, he had slick back hair, glasses on. Actually, that's what I look like, too, but, he was in a gray suit, and he had a brief.
Sounds like great.
Gray doesn't have slick back hair, does he?
Not anymore. Cut short.
Can't tell because you always have a hat on in my head. Probably don't know. It probably got blown off. Well, that doesn't help us find him, but I'm sure we could use magic to try and locate him. If you give us a good description, maybe. I've never done that before.
Maybe this can be a tomorrow project.
Yes,
I think some of us need to, you know, like, recuperate from... Yeah. The bullshit we've already been through today.
We were just in...
And by today, I mean 6 years ago.
Yeah, we just... it is just a really long and complicated story, but there was a lot of... I would call it combat with other beings, and we did not... It did not feel like we won, but we are alive, most of us.
And the little lady will say, you can stay here for the night. Jeremy's like, I can't just leave these strangers here. I gotta get back to the shop. I don't know what's going on down there. I gotta go help. And she says, I will be fine. This is meant to be. What are y'all doing?
Jeremy, maybe you should ride it out here tonight. And I understand.
We can take you back in the morning.
Yeah. It's not really safe to travel at night.
There were a lot of people in army outfits that we saw.
If you would like to manipulate someone, please.
Yeah.
Can I help?
You want to help me out?
I want to help.
Sure.
9. What does that mean?
If you help someone out on a 9, you grant them +1 to their roll, but expose yourself to trouble or danger.
But you get a +2 for me because of an ability that I have. But I expose myself to trouble or danger, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm. Are we figuring out what that is now or later?
Go ahead and roll your roll.
Okay.
She exposes herself.
So it's an 11.
11. Okay. They'll do it for the reason you give them. If you ask too much, they'll tell you the minimum it would take for them to do it. He says, you know my name. I don't even remember you, but I mean, it'd be crazy for you to just magically show up and like know everything about me. So like, yeah, I guess like, maybe this whole fight's just getting to me. I'll stay here, I guess. Look.
You know what? Why don't you go sit down and I take the little granny's hand and have her start walking me towards their kitchen, and I'm like, I'll go with your grandma. We'll make some tea. We'll make some food for everyone, and then you can kind of relax tonight and just take it easy. All right, even soldiers need a rest.
Okay. You go make your tea and your refreshments. The little old lady, she busies herself with the work, and she doesn't say a whole lot to you, except right as you're about to take it all out to the living room, she says, "Oh, you're such a good young boy. You carry too much on your shoulders." And without a word, she turns away from you and walks into the living room.
Oh, that's not the weirdest thing that's happened today. And I push on... I'm imagining her door as one of those, like, push-open, like, you know, the doors with no handles or latches or anything from the kitchen to, like, living room or whatever. So I'll take the tray out to everyone.
Mm-hmm. And so you take out the tray and folks start digging in. And it's late. You're all getting sleepy. You all start taking up residence on couches, and there are some beds that the lady leads you to that some of you crash on, and Danik, you start falling asleep and nodding off, and you wake up and trying to keep yourself awake, and you look around and you're not in the living room anymore. You're in some sort of grocery store. It looks like some sort of Asian mart. All sorts of different labels you can't read. Items that you wouldn't get in your normal supermarket all around you. And you see flames outside and you hear shooting. And you turn around and you see this figure that is holding another person by the throat and holding them aloft. And they are choking this person to death. Are you trying to do anything?
I'll try to like pick up some kind of like a jug of water and go slap the choking guy in the head with it.
And you do so, and it just seems to, like, pass through him. Not even there. And the guy, the attacker, keeps choking until he just twitches his hand and snaps the neck. And this figure goes limp. And then he, looks around, and he finds an old check stub. On this counter, where the cash register is, and he reads it, and you can see he's reading the address, and he looks up, and you swear he looks you straight in the eyes, and says, "We got you." And that's when you wake. Go ahead.
Does the address on the checkbook, can I see it?
Yes.
Okay.
You recall it was the grandmother's address.
Oh.
And you wake up in the couch that you fell asleep in, and you are now the person being choked out as this muscular man looks at you with these beet red eyes, and you see these sharp, jagged teeth start to extend from out of his gums.
I can't probably talk, right? So,
And that
oh, no.
is where we're going to end this session.
Oh, no. I'm in danger. Help.
Yeah, you exposed yourself to danger. That was the best I could come up with.
Okay.
Thank you all for this exciting venture back into the world of Monster of the Week. We thank you so much for following all of our adventures, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Campaigns of the Plains channel. Catch new material every Friday on YouTube, and make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook